This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in 2003, the National Football League changed the way head coaching positions and some other senior jobs were filled. Teams would have to interview minority candidates for those jobs, although they wouldn't, we should say, be obliged to hire them. It's called the Rooney Rule. And now Bob Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television, has a similar suggestion for the American business community. Mr. Johnson, it's good to have you with us.
Kai, good to be here. Thank you.
You have been pushing for this, let's call it the Fortune 500 version of the Rooney Rule, for a while now. What kind of traction are you getting, sir?
Well, I've been getting very good traction on the what I've come to call the RLJ Rule, which, as you said, is a version of the Rooney Rule.
You got to brand it. I get that. Good job.
You got to brand it. But it simply says enhance best practices, increase the pool of applicants, and then give everyone a chance to be considered. And if the minority meets the qualifications, they should be given every opportunity to be hired.
When you talk to your peers, what do they say, both the minorities and the non-minorities? What do they say?
The reaction I've gotten from CEOs and companies where I serve on the board is that this is something many of them say that they already do. The Lowe's Corporation, the home improvement company, does that emphatically. And other companies do it as well. The difference, I think, is that the companies say they do it. They have a commitment to do it. But unfortunately, the results don't show up in terms of the numbers yet.
Right. There's a little put up or shut up here, right? Because and not to cast aspersions on the NFL, because lots of people do that about lots of other things. But, you know, people get interviewed, Rooney Rule applicants get interviewed, and then some white guy gets hired. How worried are you about the lip service aspect of the RLJ rule?
Well, yeah, obviously, on a voluntary program like the RLJ rule, it takes a commitment from the top, and the top being the CEO, of course, and then, of course, the members of the board of directors. And I'm not saying this is any way overt race discrimination. It's principally mainly a system of where people tend to hire people they know first. And if they're satisfied with who they hired first, they don't look any further. You get more African-Americans in that deal flow, I guarantee you, you create more people who are successful, as I've been fortunate to be in this country, because there are a lot of talented minority Americans out there who work hard, have great college degrees and background and education, but they just don't have that open door opportunity to show what they can do.
What is success going to look like for you?
Well, success would look like to me if the percentage of minorities who are in the workforce would be equal to that of percentage of white Americans who are in the workforce. What we're asking for is a fair chance and a fair shot. If you would give minority Americans of all stripes that fair shot, I can't imagine why this would not be in the long-term best interest of the United States, both in terms of global competitiveness and in terms of a stronger economy in the United States.
Bob Johnson, you know him best possibly as the guy who founded Black Entertainment Television. He also used to own the Charlotte Bobcats of the NBA. He is also the creator of the RLJ rule that we've been talking about. Mr. Johnson, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, thank you for listening, and thank you for your listeners.